And we're now joined by Iowa's Marlo Looper. The Hawkeyes enter this week's Big Ten tournament as the number 12 seed and will take on 5th-seeded Ohio State in the first round on Thursday at approximately 7 p.m. Central Time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
I'm pretty excited to be heading to Madison to play tomorrow night. And like any postseason of any sport, it's a clean slate and everyone's starting off 0-0. And I'm excited to actually get to face Ohio State since we didn't see them in the regular season. And I know we're ready to hit the field and kind of winner takes all in this tournament. And that's what makes it so exciting to be a part of the Big Ten and the Big Ten Championships.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, while we wait for those questions to line up, can you talk a little bit about matching up against a team you haven't seen during the regular season in Ohio State? You haven't seen them yet. How do things change when you get to the tournament?
You know, the tournament reminds me of kind of our first two-thirds of our season without prior to conference play, and that's you get one team per day or one team in a weekend that you face once, and that's kind of how we're going in with Ohio State. And we didn't see them in conference play, which is grueling because you see the same team three times and you get to make adjustments and make changes throughout the weekend. And I think that's when actually we played a little better, was when we faced a team kind of for the first time, and it was kind of mano a mano. Yes, we're preparing for them this week, and they're preparing for us, but they have yet to see Allison Ducey and some of our hitters. And it's kind of exciting because the first time we step on the field with any team in the conference, that's the first time they see Ducey or some of our hitters that have some great ability. It's kind of shocking, and it's a little bit different watching video than it is actually playing the game and stepping up against that. And it's going to be good for our team to face a team we haven't seen so many times. Kind of get into conference play in season and you see each other three times, that you kind of know how someone chews their gum and which way they shift their visor on their head. And sometimes that's great, and sometimes it's almost too much information. So we'll go in with just enough information that we need to attack their hitters and to attack their pitchers. We've got to put it on the field. They're going to put it on the field, and we just got to put our best effort forward. And we've got two great ball clubs facing off, and whoever comes out the victor is probably the one that earned that opportunity to move on.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
And, Coach, to follow up there, you mentioned Allison Ducey. It's obvious you're very high on her. What makes her such a special pitcher?
She keeps things pretty simple, and that's kind of rare in our day and age of fast-pitch softball, is pitchers feel like they got to throw 12 different pitches, and Allison doesn't. She keeps it simple. She throws three, and she does a good job of spotting them, can kind of stair-step it through the zone, either in or out, can hit both sides of the plate really well. So, I think that's what makes her good and makes her challenging. And every time you see her, she's a little bit different. And I think that's what is kind of fun to watch her. And she's developing as a strong young woman in general. And her belief and her abilities is growing as the season goes on. And her teammates love to play behind her. And, when you get a good arm in the circle that can produce day in, day out, and keep you in ball games, then you stand a chance. And we all know that pitching is the name of the game, and I feel she gives us the best chance when she's in the circle. Our other pitching staff does too, rest of them, but she's just got some tools that not many people have in their toolbox these days, and it's just fun, kind of fun to watch. She's not overpowering. She's kind of more a finesse, but hits her spots really well.
Well, Coach, we thank you for joining us on the call this morning, and good luck in the tournament this weekend in Madison.
All right, thank you very much.